May you join me for a moment of prayer. God, in the midst of our frailty, in the midst of our brokenness, may you speak to us tonight. May you show us the hope and the love and the life that we have in you. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. Franciscan priest Brian Owen points out that Ash Wednesday tends to confront us with two truths that we tend to either like not to dwell on or not to think about very often. And that actually, in our culture, it tries to encourage us not to, maybe to minimize these two truths or deny them, or maybe just to simply ignore them. These two truths that Ash Wednesday confronts us with are we are sinners and we will die. The first truth about sin: to be human is to be a sinner. We have a problem that no amount of education, no amount of therapy, no amount of willpower can eradicate. We have a predisposition about ourselves where we seek our own will first instead of the will of God. It's a sickness that goes to the very core of our being that causes us to sever or to distort our relationship with God, our relationship with others, and even our relationship with all of creation. Again and again, so many times we know the good we ought to do, but many times we find ourselves falling into the same trap of doing those things or thinking those things that we know we should resist, that we know that we should turn away from. The second truth that Ash Wednesday confronts us with is it confronts us with our mortality. We are all going to die. And when you say it like that, when you say it out loud, at times it can make you bristle. It can make you squirm a little bit. Sometimes if you say that we are going to die, you can almost sense people with this feeling of, you know, don't say that too loud. Almost like death's going to hear it and do something about it if we say too loud that we are mortal, that we will die. Yet, we take on a physical reminder of that tonight. When we receive the imposition of the ashes on our forehead, we remember our mortality. We remember that phrase that many times is said at Ash Wednesday, "Remember that you are dust, into dust you shall return." We also hear the words many times at the imposition of the ashes, "Repent and believe the gospel." This phrase, "repent and believe the gospel," I think is so important for us tonight, so important for us on Ash Wednesday, because in the midst of these two difficult truths, that we are sinners and that we will die, this phrase, "repent and believe the gospel," points us to a bigger hope that we have. Focusing on these two truths of our mortality and our sinfulness can seem harsh, can seem even morbid. But it's only in honestly facing these two truths that we can move on to embracing a more powerful truth. If we pay attention during our time of confession and pardon here in a moment, we are reminded that God does not rejoice in our death, but God desires for us to be restored, to be renewed, to be made new by the Holy Spirit. This prayer of confession and pardon points us to the good news that God responds to our sinfulness and our mortality not by abandoning us, but with decisive intervention. God does for us something that we could never, ever do for ourselves. He gives us life, gives us wholeness, gives us forgiveness. So as we enter these 40 days of Lent, may we not just go through the spiritual motions, but may we seek to live a life of Lent where our whole lives are an act of worship. May we not get wrapped up in comparing ourselves to others. May we not find ourselves giving or praying or fasting in order to be noticed or recognized like those people that Jesus talked about in that passage in Matthew when he was giving that Sermon on the Mount. But may we humbly come before Jesus, because it is true faith that leads us to humility. And through humility, we are able to say, yes, we are sinners who cannot save ourselves. But there is one who can save us. We can say, yes, we are going to die. But there is one who loves us so much that he laid down his life for us, has graciously given us eternal life when we could never have received that on our own. And that is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lent for us is a particularly good season for us to reflect on who we are while also remembering to the one whom we belong. Lent can be a difficult journey because it's not easy for us to be open and honest and at times name and even own our sins, much less accept the reality of our death. But the first true step of repentance, of truly turning around and starting that long walk back home to our Savior, is admitting that there is a problem. Confessing what we have done or what we have failed to do. Admitting that we have strayed away. Admitting that we are lost. Confessing that we need help. And acknowledging that that help, our help, comes through Jesus. As we journey through these 40 days of Lent, may we remember that Jesus Christ is greater than our sins. And through his death and resurrection, he has won that decisive victory over death and over sin. And through that victory, we share in that victory by the virtue of our baptisms. And may we never forget that image of Jesus with outstretched arms of love, where Jesus beckons us to come back home, to come home to him, to repent and believe the gospel. And may we receive forgiveness. May we receive healing. And may we receive wholeness and everlasting life. Amen.